This morning we are honoring mothers. We bless those women in our lives who have nurtured and guided and shaped our lives. And I don't typically point my sermons very closely to national holidays because I don't know that that's necessarily appropriate. But today we're going to talk about a parable. We're in a season or a series of parables. And in this parable, we can't help but see some things that point at mom. So we'll talk about that a little bit. The reality is when we celebrate mothers, we celebrate selfless love and the unwavering spirit of women who have determined to care for little ones and old ones, whether they are theirs or not. This morning, we're continuing our study of the parables of Jesus. And while Jesus lived on the earth, he walked with his disciples. And while they were doing that, one of the ways that he taught them, one of the ways that he shared with them was through these stories that we call parables. These parables were stories from everyday life, things that would have been common that had significantly deeper spiritual meaning than it might appear on the surface level. Jesus focused his earthly ministry on teaching his disciples how to be the people that he called them to be. And that's our focus. We want to be the people that God called us to be as we live life here in the church, but also as we go out into the world. We want to be those people. And so Jesus was teaching them, and that meant causing them to think differently about the world around them and also about themselves. They needed to have a right understanding of who they were and who God was and is. Psalm 78:2 says, "I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old." Jesus was prophesied about here where it says he will teach us in stories. Jesus was a phenomenal storyteller. As people who follow Jesus today, we lean on these stories to help us know who God is, what the kingdom of heaven is like, and who we are supposed to be. As we listen to these stories, we're going to have to chew on some things to get some of those deeper meanings and see how Jesus' teaching is still speaking to our modern lives. This morning, our parable comes from the book of Luke, chapter 18. If you have a Bible, please turn there. Luke, chapter 18, starting in verse 1. It says, "Now he told them a parable on the need for them to pray always and not give up." And I want to pause there to say, Luke told you the whole meaning of the parable right there before he told the parable. Jesus told the parable. Luke recorded, "Now he told them a parable on the need for them to pray always and not give up." That is the meaning of the story that Jesus is about to tell. In that, we can grab and gather a lot of other things, and we're going to do that this morning. Verse 2, it says, "There was a judge in a certain town who did not fear God or respect people. And a widow in that town kept coming to him saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he was unwilling, but later he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or respect people, yet because this widow keeps pestering me, I will give her justice so that she doesn't wear me out by her persistent coming.' Then the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God grant justice to his elect who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay in helping them? I tell you that he will swiftly grant them justice. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" It's an incredible story. Jesus is often found in these parables, sharing deep truths to us. He's been speaking to his disciples and to the Pharisees in chapter 17 about the kingdom of God and about his own future. In fact, in chapter 17, he talks about how he will have to be rejected. He's going to have to, by that generation, be rejected by mankind. He's coming to a place where he's intentionally providing care for his people. He's saying to them, "Hey, listen, your life is going to get kind of hard. I want to tell you about how much I care in this story. It's going to feel a lot sometimes like you're going to be praying and nothing's happening. I want to tell you what's really going on. He's going to be leaving them soon. And this story gives a little bit of care and encouragement. And it is that encouragement that I would share with you this morning, specifically to mothers and their children today, as we learn to pray a little bit like this woman persistently approached the judge. Jesus paints a stark picture, almost a dark scenario. In a certain town, we don't know where that was. It could have been Keokuk, could have been Fort Madison, could have been anywhere that we know that is common. It's supposed to have some familiarity to it. In a certain town, not necessarily where you live, because you don't know this guy, well, I'm not going to share his name. But in a certain town, there was a judge. And that judge was not religious. He did not fear God. And he also didn't really care about people. We know any politicians like that? No? Okay, we'll wait for the next election to come around and see how everybody feels then. This is an unjust judge. In fact, that's the way that he's referred to. This is the unjust judge. And in the same town was this widow. For us to understand that this woman was a widow means that we need to kind of understand some context. Because in the society that she was in, being a widow was a pretty rough place. She had lost her family. From this story, we don't know that she had any children. But we could say from the fact that she had no one else going in for her, that she was alone. She had lost her family. She had lost, in losing her husband, her protection and provision. And in that, found herself set against someone so dramatically that she called them her adversary. There's a young guy that is in town now again, more recently, that I knew in the sixth grade, and I jokingly call him my adversary. He is my enemy. And I say that jokingly because he beat me at chess in the sixth grade. And so that's the point in life, you know, where we are, that is my mortal enemy. Not really, not for any real purpose. And in fact, I would honestly consider us decent friends as much as I have those. But he is my mortal enemy. This woman had a true adversary. And that's a hard place to be. She was in a place where she was all by herself, no one else to advocate for her. And she had an enemy. Something is wrong here. There has been an injustice against her. She was already so low in the world. And then there is this. And so she goes to the only place that she might find some sort of relief. She goes to the halls of justice. She goes to the judge, the man in charge. And when she gets there, she finds this man. And he does not care. He is unrighteous, unjust, and uncaring. And when she comes, he dismisses her. No. Go away. No. I do not care. No. This is not worth my time. Why are you here again? Still you pester me? Leave me alone? No. Anybody ever felt nagged in the world? Anybody? We shouldn't talk about nagging on Mother's Day. That could go badly. Listen, I told you I would do it. You don't have to remind me every 6 months, okay? We'll get to it. Day after day she comes, her weary footsteps echoing in the halls. Day after day. This is the only place she can receive relief. If she had a husband, he might fight for her. If she had sons, they might raise up an army on her behalf. But in this place, she is alone. And she says, I need your help. You're the only one that can help me. Give me justice. She wasn't asking for favor. She wasn't asking for extra. She wasn't asking for abundance. She wanted what was right. She wanted just enough. She wanted justice. And so she came day after day after day. Finally, the judge has had enough. If you study this passage in the Greek language that it was originally written in, you're going to find that the way that this is portrayed is she was beating him black and blue with her words and her persistence. She was there every day. He was being driven crazy by this woman who wanted relief. And so he finally says to himself, okay, this is getting old. I'm tired of it. I'm not giving in because I care. Don't let anybody be confused. I do not have compassion. No one else in this line is getting anything. This lady's been here every day. I'm tired of listening to her. Fine, give her what she wants. Everybody else in the line, go home. I don't have time for you. This is all the mercy that I had for the month. Probably close the doors. We're not meeting with anyone else this year. It's not because he cared about her. It's not because he was afraid of God. It's not because he wanted good things for his people. He didn't want any of that. The reality is he wanted to shut her up. And so he gives justice to the widow. He takes care of her needs. He gives her what she requires. As we look at all these stories, we find modern application in every parable that Jesus told. And that is our effort. We want to know, how do I live as a Christian according to the will of God, according to the word of God, in a modern context? Because the Bible doesn't say anything about TikTok. The Bible doesn't say anything about Facebook. The Bible doesn't say anything about a mortgage. It doesn't talk about our daily concerns. It talks about things in a context that we don't quite necessarily understand. But our efforts are always, how does this apply? We try to find in these stories, where am I? Who is Jesus talking about? Does this story apply to me? Which character are we, or what character should we be? What character does God want me to be? In this story, we are the widow. We are in a place where the reality is we have lost our groom. We have lost our husband. There was a time where Jesus walked the earth and did miracles and things and was able to meet and dine with people and spent time with them. And there was a time before that where we walked with God, where in the Garden of Eden, we were able to have intimate relationship with God. We are able to see him and be with him, and all of that has gone away. Jesus was here, but now he isn't, at least in our able to see him with our eyeballs kind of way. And so it feels like our provision, our protection, our comfort are far off. We are in a difficult place. And the reality is, we have our own adversaries. I'm not talking about people that you're mad at from 25 years ago. Maybe we are. It might be a human enemy. But the reality is, we have a lot of other things that come against us. We battle with challenges, with anxieties, with spiritual and natural battles. There are times when we are vulnerable and need help. There are things that we come against, and there are things that come against us. We are the widow. And in the widow, I see the heart of a good mama. And that's why we're looking at this story in particular today. Because not only do we find ourselves not only is she vulnerable, but she is relentless. And not only do we find ourselves being the widow, but we are called to be the widow in her faithfulness. What we see her doing, we should be doing. What we see her attempting and fighting for, we should be fighting for. And we see all of that tied together from other areas of Scripture too. There are things that we're going to bring into this. The first thing that we see in this widow is this unwavering advocacy. And that we see in our mama. Unwavering advocacy. In this story, it's for herself. She has to come every day for her own needs. And that's a reality for us. There is a reality in our lives. There's a problem in our lives that we have needs. Those needs are spiritual. Those needs are natural, where we have our own stuff that we have to take care of. And we have to advocate for ourselves. In this story, it's for herself, for her justice, but the tenacity and the instruction from Jesus that allows us to fill in other areas of our lives, we see someone who would fiercely advocate for others. King Lemuel from in the Old Testament, recorded in Proverbs 31, 8 and 9, it says, "Speak up for those who have no voice, for the justice of all who are dispossessed. Speak up, judge righteously, and defend the cause of the oppressed and the needy. Advocate." The most important and the most powerful way that we advocate for others is to pray. And this story tells us to pray persistently. Every day going before the throne. Every day taking those needs, whether of ourselves or of someone else, to advocate. And this is something that mothers of the faith do well. And something that we should learn from them in this. And we learn from this widow. Advocate in prayer. Take the concerns of yourself and the concerns of others to the only one who can do something about it. The reality is you're the only one who can. You are the only one who can advocate for some of these needs. You are the only one who knows some of these situations. You're the only one who is aware of the stuff going on in your world. You have to advocate. The next thing that we see is that it is relentless, persistent, knocking and pleading. Shows us the dedication to her cause. Mothers also show this well, that as they pour out energy, time, and love, juggling countless responsibilities and unwavering commitment. Because it's not just that you have to wake the child up for the day. If that was the case, life could be really easy. Somehow you have to also remind them to eat. You have to help them to find something that is nutritious. I will not tell you how many kids in my house asked for pizza this morning for breakfast. Mom wasn't there. I won't tell you how many kids had pizza for breakfast. Because there is care involved in parenting. And it must be relentless. It's an unwavering commitment. Every day this widow approached the throne. Every day she went before the judge and she said, "Give me justice." This woman being alone would have needed to do everything that was required for daily life. Who gathered the water for her house? She did. Who swept the floors in her home? She did. Who prepared the meals? She did. Who closed the doors at night? She did. Who had to go before the judge with all of that other stuff to do? She did. She had to make time every day to see him. And that could have been a long process. We don't know, but I know that anytime that I've been to our courthouse, it has never been fast. they're recently requiring those little stars on your license to go into federal buildings and to fly and stuff. You got to have the real ID indication. And so going into any building right now is slow. This woman could have experienced something that required hours of her day, standing in a line, waiting to see the judge. I imagine they did not make it easy. She's been there five times. You go to the back of the line. We already know what you need. We're not wasting our time with you. We're not spending time on that issue today. Take a number from the back. Here you go. Wait. And wait some more. It could have been a long process. It could have taken hours. But she did not give up. She was persistent. When we pray, when we advocate, when we do these things, we should pray with that kind of grit, and we should pray often. Whether it's for the sake of others or ourselves, we pray. And we pray like this woman. We pray like a mama. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we do not give up." That is the kind of persistence that is being called for here in this moment. That we would go every day, at every opportunity, to the throne. And when we do that, when we do all of the things that this woman did, do we find ourselves at the mercy of an unjust judge? Jesus said, hey, listen, this lady had to go to an unjust judge. This woman, in all of her calamity, in all of her woes, in all of her problems, she had to go to this unjust judge. Is that where you go? Is that the same line that you get in? The answer is no. In theology, we call this a lesser to greater parable. If we think about it, Jesus uses this example of someone who cares nothing for justice to teach us about God who is justice. Because this small thing is true, this greater thing is obviously true. Because this judge gave in and gave mercy, God will give much more mercy. This judge got to himself and he said, okay, listen, this lady has got to go. It seems like the only way I can get her to shut up is to give her what she needs. This woman gets justice. Not because I love her. Not because I love God. And he made a point to remind us of that. Because she has pounded me into submission. Jesus says, if this one will relent, if even this judge finally gives in, how much more so will the God who loves you, who has called you, how much more will he answer those prayers? What we find when we pray is not an unjust judge. From this story, when we look at the judge, we see what God isn't. And sometimes that's what we see when we look at our parents. Hey, listen, these are the things that we want. These are the things that we don't want. I don't want to be this way. I've learned what not to do. We see the antithesis of God in this unjust judge. We see the things that God is not in this judge. We find a God when we pray who hears, who is attentive to our prayers, who cares about our joys and our sorrows. Psalm 34:17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He rescues them from all their troubles." When the righteous cry out, the Lord hears. We find a God who acts. Not only one who hears, but who responds. This judge finally got around to doing something out of self-preservation. He was tired of the nagging. He was starting to get one of those Do you or someone you love, you or someone you love suffered from the nagging of an old lady? Call here. He got to the place where he had to protect himself. He's going to start investing in ear protection. He's going to start filing his own suits. He's going to be doing different things to protect himself from this nagging old lady. He finally gets to a place where he says, okay, fine. That is not our God. Our God acts out of love and justice. He sees, he knows, and he will bring about what is right. Psalm 34, 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. He is a God of comfort. God doesn't just care that we are physically taken care of, that our needs are met, but that we feel taken care of. God cares about your feelings, that we are comforted. For mothers and for the rest of us who carry heavy burdens, people who worry and pray for their children, and that's many women in here today. For those people who take their concerns day after day after day before the Lord, this parable is an immense comfort. It is supposed to be. It's a reminder that our prayers, even those we repeat every day, are not in vain. God hears us, and his love and justice will prevail. Isaiah 66:13 says, as a mother comforts her son, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. Special love there of a mother to comfort and to care for someone that she has helped to raise. And God says, as you understand that little bit of comfort, know that I, the creator of the universe, am going to comfort you. And you will be comforted. When we pray, we should pray persistently. As we have needs, we should take them to the Lord. As we have stuff going on, we take it before the throne of justice. When we face adversaries, we should take that to the King, the only one who can really do anything about it. And we do that following the example given by this widow. On Mother's Day, we celebrate the unwavering hearts of mothers, persistent love, tireless dedication, and fierce advocacy. This parable reminds us that that's exactly who we are supposed to be, all of us. We are supposed to be those people who are unwavering. We are supposed to be those people who are persistent and who advocate not only for ourselves, but for others. And when we do that, we see and know our God, who hears our prayers, who acts with justice and love, and who offers comfort and strength in times of need. The persistent widow received justice. Why? Because she kept coming back time after time. And I see that persistence in mothers, as they know, my little one is struggling. My little one is not where they're supposed to be. My child has gone away from this situation. And they go day after day after day. That is the lesson for our prayer life. To keep coming back. And trust as we do that, as we bring our petitions before our God, that his timing is perfect. God answers prayers in three ways, only in three ways. Yes, no, and not yet. Your prayers are always answered. Yes, no, and not yet. As we bring our petitions before God, we have to know that his timing is perfect and his love is abundant. We're supposed to pray like this woman. Luke told us in the very beginning of this parable, Jesus wanted you to know to pray and to not give up hope. Pray and not give up hope. This morning we honor mothers in our lives, and we do that recognizing the reflection of God's own unwavering heart. Mothers, in your timeless efforts, in your tireless care and unwavering love, you embody that very persistence. Today, my goal is only to encourage with this. We have a need to pray and not give up. Today, may you be encouraged to bring every concern, every joy, every weight, not to an unjust judge, but to the God who hears you. Amen. You need to pray and not give up. Be persistent. Let's pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for mothers and for wonderful things in our lives. Thank you for the goodness that you have poured out for us. Thank you that you are a God who hears our prayers, who listens to our concerns, who is aware of our needs before we even have the ability to say them out loud. Thank you for being a God who cares and responds. Thank you for your answers of yes and amen. Thank you for your concern of who we are, that we might be comforted. You are not an unjust God. You love us and you care for us, and we're so thankful for that. God, I ask for provision for those that need it here this morning. I ask for continued healing for so many of us who have health situations going on right now. And we thank you for the abundance of blessing that we've seen this year. God, I ask that you would go with us and help us to be the people that you've called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, and be gracious. Please, moms, be celebrated today. Take the things that we've brought for you.